Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm always very grateful that you're listening, and my sincere intent is to bring you the loving messages and information from the angels and the archangels and all light beings. Tonight we have a special guest. His name is Mark Dodish. Right before I introduce Mark, I do want to give a message that the angels inspired me for today. So the message today is from Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael, the first thing that came out this morning was, let go of fear. Let go of fear now. So it's time to know that fear is cleared instantly by Archangel Michael. Michael's name means he who is like God. Michael protects us and releases fear and dispels negativity. So Michael increases our ability to deal with problems that are filling us, and he gives us strength and love. So Michael also mentioned that we are here to be in calmness. Even in the eye of the storm, we can hold our center and be calm. We know there's many anxieties around us, around other people, and many challenges in the world. But this is a time of much change. And it's a time to walk away from the old path, from old beliefs, and opening to the new. And we have the gift of free will. So let's choose to relax. Let's be in peace. When you feel you are to snap or in anger or with some negative thought, the key is to stop. Stop, ask the angels for help, and they will come to your side. Now, the Bible inspires us with words that say, be still and know that I am God. Michael is inspiring us to be still and know that God will give you strength. That strength gives you wisdom, divine wisdom and peace. And in that calmness, you will know that all is well. You will attract respect and love from others. Now, another reminder also is that we do have our guardian angels who are with us at all times, all moments of our life. They are with us from the time we are born until we leave this earth plane. So your angel can help you feel that peace. And in that peacefulness, you will acquire hope. And feeling hope is that feeling of warmth, as if the sun is going to come out. And then you extend that hope to those around you. As in Psalm 91, which I love, says, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. So thank you, Archangel Michael, for that message today. And now, let me tell you a little bit about Mark. This is the second time that Mark is on Angels Are Near Us. And Mark Dodish is a professional astrologer and intuitive counselor since 1980. His primary emphasis is spiritual growth. He is a past president of the Oregon Astrological Association, and he served as board of directors in other holistic and metaphysical organizations. Mark provides lectures and consultations. He's published hundreds of articles. He writes his own quarterly newsletter. he's been featured on television and in the media. In addition to natal astrology, Mark is also a specialist in relocation astrology. And that is known as Earth Lines. And this is to help people finding their best places on planet Earth for travel or relocation or romance, business, spirituality. Mark's spiritual counseling practice is in Portland, Oregon. A second specialty of Mark is the seven-ray astrology consultation, which helps people better understand the spiritual purpose using esoteric astrology methods from the ancient mystery schools. And we will talk about that a little more with Mark. Mark is a regular columnist with an astrology forecast in New Connections Journal. He has seen in other publications, radio, webcasts. Check out his links page. He has current articles, classes, travel schedule, and a weekly astrology forecast. You can go to his website, which is www.astromark.us. So without further delay, let me welcome Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me tonight.
Oh, well, thank you for being here. It's always so interesting to listen to all the energy that you have. I know the topic you were going to talk to, or you are going to talk tonight, is about the planetary energies of this year, of 2011, right?
It's a great time to be an astrologer on planet Earth. There's so much good stuff going on, and things are changing every month. The last year, 2010, had some gigantic planetary things going on that, you know, we're saying are perhaps leading us up to the end of the calendar, you know, for the Mayans. This year, there's several things that haven't been on the planet for, one hasn't been on the planet for 50 years, another one for 84, and another one still not for 165 years. So it's kind of fun when all this old and ancient energy comes full circle and we get to use it in modern times.
Of course. So when you say about the energies, are they coming back the same way as, you know, all these years? They come back to the planet.
I would like to think that the universe spirals rather than goes in circles. Personally, yes. That it goes around, and of course there's a new set of circumstances, and we go to a higher level. Mm-hmm. One of the easy ones to look at just actually happened back on January 22nd. This is kind of a quick cycle, but the planet Jupiter, which is expansion and belief systems and distant places, moved into the sign Aries. I had several clients in this last week tell me that, they felt an energetic shift going on just really in the last week. And, of course, we can go to look at things that are going on in Tunisia and Egypt at this point in time and see that these changes are going on. But the point is if everybody could kind of make a mental note to go back and think about 1999, that was the last time Jupiter was traveling through Aries. And Aries says, I must pioneer a new path. In fact, Aries is oftentimes associated with Archangel Michael, who in esoteric astrology would, shall we say, he uses his sword to cut out the ego, that anything that is separating us from God's source, Archangel Michael would come along and help us remove that.
Yes, so, I know, because that's why I was mentioning Michael. I know he dispels that negativity around us.
Yeah. And so here we have just this one simple energy that hasn't been around for 12 years, and all of a sudden people are saying we need something more, we need a new level of integrity. And it would be very easy to get caught up in the fears when you see revolutions going on in some of these countries. But the truth is, these are the kind of things that have been going on for a long time, and they finally reached their boiling point. And Aries is a fire sign, so when you think of things boiling over, you think of fire.
Absolutely.
For us as individuals, though, this is an opportunity. Aries says it's time to get off our backside and get in movement. It's time to stop waiting for, you know, external world circumstances to change to do what we really have come to planet Earth to do. And so it is a definite motivator. for over the next several months, and we're going to even have more motivators coming up here in March. So what a fun time to get moving, and it's that feeling that people have been saying, I'm restless, I know that I have to do something, and they may not know what it is they have to do, but they know what they're not going to do anymore.
Yes, yes, you're correct. A lot of people comment on the energies, Mark. I know you've heard of people ask you a lot of questions, and they want to know more. You know, they relate it. Is this these planet energies because it's connected with the Mayan calendar, with the prophecies? You know, that are we waiting for something 2012, or how do you see that?
Well, first, I think it's all interconnected, because when you go to an astrologer and then maybe you go to somebody who does numerology, it's not uncommon to hear similar stories going on, because it's kind of the old story of the multifaceted gem, where we have all these different tools for looking at the same thing from a different angle. And, of course, the Mayan calendar is a great marking kind of a thing. And what I like to put across regarding the end of the Mayan calendar in December of 2012 is, if they really understood what was being measured by the end of that calendar, we would say in astrology, even in astronomy, that this has already been going on for, I'll use 17 years as kind of my reference point. And trying to make a demarcation that, oh, this is all December 2012, as being precise, well, the truth is, this has been building up for, I'll call it since the harmonic convergence back in the late 1980s is the marker that I like to use. Because that was a time when a bunch of people got together to pray and meditate on, you know, creating a new reality in our life. But as humans, we like markers, and we like calendars, and we like schedules, and so the, you know, using the Mayan calendar, I think, is a wonderful thing that we'll all get together in 2012, and we'll, you know, make circles and do meditations and prayers for, you know, a new reality, a new world. But if there's people out there who are hanging their hats on, I'm just waiting for December 2012 and the whole world's going to change, or California's going to fall into the ocean, or all the things that people are saying out there, I'm not really looking at it as what I would call gigantic, eventful type things. I mean, we are already seeing it. You know, last year we had the Gulf oil spill. We have Egypt in the news right now. The world's already in change. We're not waiting for some arbitrary date, you know, a year and a half from now, 2 years almost. So I'm not looking for the giant, you know, get out your sandwich boards, the sky is falling, or that kind of a thing. I'm looking at it like a calendar changes from 2010 to 2011. You know, not a terribly eventful thing, except that, of course, we're all going to get together to celebrate and hopefully create a new reality for ourselves.
Exactly, it's definitely changing our spiritual view, I think, and we're going to have to change some way. It's just like the planet is telling us, you know, we have to do something new, and you know, I feel that I was talking a little bit about that, but I know that you mentioned, because I was reading your newsletter, you were talking about also, is there divine feminine energy mixing with masculine, and how. How does that affect us? How can we work with these energies, Mark?
Sure. So on the masculine side, if we look back to summer 2010, and you could bring the whole Gulf oil spill and the Chilean miners and all that into the play, that's a part of this more raw masculine energy that's coming in, of which in March of this year, Uranus is going to move into Aries, and Uranus rules earthquakes and inventions and space technology and all kinds of new things, including the internet. And that's going to be this raw push to say it's time to invent a new way to do things, and if we don't get the change we want, we'll throw a revolution.
Sure.
And also great inventions. That hasn't been around for 84 years. Well, at the same time, in February, well, it is February already at this point, we might as well say, by in a few hours.
Yeah, in a few hours.
Chiron, who we call the Wounded Healer. He was a centaur, half horse, half human, very famous healer in ancient Greece. Not just a famous healer, but a teacher of healers. Mm-hmm. Is going to move into the sign Pisces, for about the next 6 years. And Pisces is more of this feminine, soft type of energy. And my experience is that these softer energies kind of come in like the fog. You know, they kind of just creep up on you. Mm-hmm. Whereas Uranus moving into Aries is kind of like bang the pots and pans and make a big noise. And so if people are just paying attention to the external world crisis that we see, and I don't care if that's things going on in Egypt or, you know, odds are we'll have some big earthquakes under this. At least we did 84 years ago, the last time it was there. If they're just paying attention to the big, scary outer world events, they might forget that, gee, there is this softer, more feminine, this ability to revision the reality that we're living in, mm-hmm. That is coming in. And so we need to pay attention to that softer, feminine type of power that's coming in. Just because it's not as loud as Uranus moving into Aries doesn't mean that it's not as powerful. It just works differently.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I did want to ask you, I know that besides your consultations on astrology, there's the seven rays. Could you talk a little bit about that? And I know that they relate with the angels and the archangels, of course.
They totally are. So if you think of like a field like medicine, where maybe everybody is a doctor, but then there's specialized fields of medicine. Well, mm-hmm. astrology is a gigantic field. I mean, anyone who thinks astrology is what you see in your daily horoscope in the comic section really is missing a whole lot. So in astrology, pretty much all of us do regular astrology. You know, you come ask career, love questions, things of that nature to see what cycles you're going on in. But one of the branches of astrology is called esoteric astrology, which is concerned with the development of the soul or spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. And part of esoteric astrology is this idea of the rays. So when you say something like, oh, Mark, I'm a Leo or I'm a Libra or something like that, you're mm-hmm. talking about our solar system. But mm-hmm. when you want to talk about our universe, you know, the greater thing that we are coming from all that is, you know, whatever you want to call source, God, all that is, creation, we're talking about frequencies coming out of the universe called the seven rays. So the ancients would say out of oneness, we shine the light through some sort of a cosmic prism. Out the other side comes these seven frequencies called rays. And we each choose to have certain of those rays be strong within us. And the people who are attracted to this work are people who are attracted to, shall we say, they've gotten beyond the lost in the world of money and career and relationships. And that's not to say that we all don't want relationships or career, but mm-hmm. that we get to this place where we know that we are to be of service and that that's what is driving our soul to do its work, not the next shiny red car or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk about Archangel Michael, he's associated usually with the first and the seventh ray. The first ray was that we cut out everything that gets between us and God. The seventh ray is also a first ray kind of a thing, but we tend to associate it more with a master by the name of Saint Germain or an energy called the Violet Flame, which is an energy of transmuting energy. So mm-hmm. This is considered in esoteric realms to be the incoming change of energy on the planet, where we're leaving the age of Pisces and moving into the age of Aquarius. Well, this seventh ray is coming in, and if you think of in the ancient days they changed lead into gold, well, mm-hmm. this is similar to that, but on an energetic level, where we are changing, shall we call it dense or dark energy into a faster moving light energy. And so regardless of what a person's individual rays are, of which I have methods to calculate them for people, but regardless, we're all starting to take on some of this seventh ray energy, particularly with the planet Uranus moving into Aries coming up in March, because it's time to revolutionize our value system to take us to a higher set of values. And wow. You could tie Saint Germain and Archangel Michael to that and others, but it's definitely incoming.
Yes, so, I am. I love I love the seven rays because I know I've taken the consultation with you and I have the first soul ray, like you were saying, the will of God, which is Archangel Michael.
Yeah. See, the philosophy is that in the Alice Bailey work, she wrote those hard to read blue books back in the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But what they said was that when a soul reaches a certain level of development, all of those trappings of the world start to fall away. And not we all have a mortgage to pay or bills to pay, but you know, so we're not saying we're going to leave that world. We still need to be responsible in our world.
Mm-hmm.
But that all of a sudden the worldly things hold less sway or less power or less reactiveness to us. And that the soul says, hey, it's time to get on with what I came to planet Earth to do. There must be more than something to working 40 hours a week and getting a paycheck and having most of that go to my bills. There must be more to life than that. And so when people reach that place of saying, I'm here about my service, not just about my next relationship or my next, you know, shiny bauble, that's when these ray-type readings or the esoteric astrology really draws a person to that kind of work.
Oh, absolutely. And I would recommend to our listeners, it's a wonderful consultation with Mark. It's the seven ray esoteric spiritual, and it's really finding that purpose, that spiritual service that we want to give. There's a time in a life, just like you're saying, you know, is there anything else that I'm here to do? And I think all of us are getting to that time and to that moment to really think, what is it that is significant for us that we can be of service? So I love when you give that consultation of the seven rays. And why don't you give your information out to our listeners, Mark? We'll take a break just in a minute, but in case they want to contact you for any, you give also phone consultations, I know that.
Absolutely. And so I do readings all over the world. I've been doing this since 1980 professionally.
Mm-hmm.
But the easiest way to find what I do is on my website, which is www.astromark.us, astromark.us. On there, I have several free downloads, like what is the zodiac sign of the state and city you live in, is mm-hmm. one of the free downloads. There's a free astrology primer. If you look, I have a quarterly newsletter that's a free download. I even do, if they want to register, I have new and full moon newsletters, which are just an email blast that goes out to give you the short and skinny of what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also really excited. I'm taking a group of people to Greece to tune into these new energies coming up in May, late May.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
And yeah,
because there are wonderful energies in Greece.
Well, not only just wonderful energies in Greece, but many of these energies that are coming to the planet this spring are associated with ancient Greek gods. So I thought, hey, why not go to the place that these guys lived and open to these energies and open, you know, see Pisces rules dreams and psychics and intuition, and Chiron was a very famous healer, and Uranus was about having a revolution. So why not go have our personal internal revolution in Greece with like-minded friends and meditate at sacred sites?
Oh, absolutely. And so all that information, if somebody would like to register, just know more about the trip, is that on your website as well?
It is. There's PDFs on the website. If they have problems accessing it, they can call me at my office number, which is 503-252-1558. Or my email, if they want to just go direct, is Mark, M-A-R-K, at astromark.us. And in fact, if they want every January I do the lecture on what's up for the whole year. If they would like the PDF of the handout of the lecture, if they'd just send me an email either off the website or mark@astromark.us, I'll just reply with the PDF handout, and that's a freebie. If they want the whole lecture, you know, as a MP3 file, that's $15, but all that information's on the website, astromark.us.
Wow. Well, thank you for giving that information out. That's wonderful.
Sure.
So I am going to give out our phone numbers here at BBS. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us, and our guest is Mark Dodich, a professional astrologer, speaking about very interesting universal astrology, of course. So our numbers, if you want to call in to ask Mark any questions, is 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. We will take a break and be back in a few seconds.
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior and the new book, Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, and you're listening to BBS Radio.
You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Our special guest tonight is Mark Dodich. Mark is talking about astrology, all the planetary energies that are here in 2011. Mark was also talking about visiting ancient Greece. And if you want to get about that information, again, Mark, I know that everyone can contact you on your website. And how many days will you be going on this trip? And how many people are in the group?
Well, we're going to be gone for 11 days. We're going to go to all the ancient sacred sites, such as the Delphi Oracle, which is considered to be a World Heritage Site. Mm-hmm. We've got 11 people signed up right now, so there's still five or six spaces. We want it to be big enough that you get to have a variety of meeting people, but mm-hmm. not so big that you get lost. And so we're going to keep it under 20 people.
Okay.
So it'll be intimate, yet, you know, enough that you have some elbow room to explore different people. So
exactly. So that is just so exciting.
Yeah. We're going to go down to Poseidon's temple. You know, that would be Neptune, and we're going to, you know, watch the sunset over the temple, you know, which is a very popular thing to do. And wherever we can, we're going to sneak aside and either do little intuitive opening classes and dream things. And, of course, you know, being an astrologer, we're definitely going to look at people's individual astrology as to how their life is changing, so why not do it in Greece, you know?
Absolutely. So, I love Greece.
But
I'm going to think...
Yeah, I've got a whole PDF on all the pricing and everything, and it's very affordable. It is euro dollar, so it's yeah, you know, we still have to deal with the value added taxes of Europe and things like that. But you know, I'm of the philosophy if I don't do it now, if I wait for the world to change or something, you know, who knows what direction the world's going to go in.
Absolutely. So, well, this, you know, talking about spirituality, this is something to think about because, you know, you learn so much when you're out there just, you know, in these wonderful energies. And, I mean, where else in Greece, which is a beautiful place, I've been told. So I'm thinking about it. I mean, I will just probably ask the angels to guide me.
Absolutely. And I definitely just ask your guides if it's good to go. And
exactly. You can always ask our angels and guides, and
always,
they will let us know. So Mark's website is www.astromark.us. That's astromark.us. And you have all the information on your pages, right?
There's no shortage of information on my website. The person could easily get lost there.
I know you have so much information, but very good information, and it's really easy to navigate it because I've been checking things out sometimes. So
yeah.
I had another question. Since we don't have a caller, let me give out those numbers. You can always call in and ask Mark a question if you like. It's toll-free, 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us. So, Mark, another question was, I'm sure a lot of people have asked you about this, about the zodiac signs. Have they really changed?
You're right. That first day that article came out, I must have had 40 emails in my inbox. So I'll give you the quick explanation, but if you want a longer explanation, it is on my my monthly astrology report page at the website.
At the website, okay.
Yeah, but the quick answer is no, your astrology sign has not changed. If you're in Aries, you're still in Aries. What they are talking about is that the Earth wobbles on its axis. You know, we're leaving the age of Pisces and moving into the age of Aquarius, and that is part of a, we'll call it every 2,000 years we change what age we're in, okay? Anyways, that's because the Earth wobbles a little bit on its axis, and if you were to do a precise measurement on spring equinox, the sign Aries theoretically would rise at sunrise on spring equinox, but because of this wobble, the synchronicity between where the actual constellation is and where the Earth is right now has changed about 23 degrees. So that means if you were born in the first 23 days of your zodiac sign and you went to a Eastern-style astrologer, like they call it Jyotish or Vedic astrology like the Hindus would do, they use those precise measurements, so they would actually move your sign back one sign. But in Western astrology, we work with your more symbolic, you know, spring is Aries. And so we are not doing that precise measurement of the zodiac. And there is even old cave paintings. You know, astrology has been around for at least 4,500 years because that's the oldest charts we have on papyrus. But we'll go to these old cave paintings that are 10,000 or even older years old, and you will see very similar things to the constellations that we're using right now. And the they also bring up the wanting to put in an extra 13th or sometimes they even say a 14th constellation, which would be the, I can never pronounce it right. It's Ophicus or something of that nature, but it's O-P-H-I-C-H-I-U-S. Anyways, it was the Snake Charmer or the Snake Healer constellation, which is between Scorpio and Sagittarius. So, yeah, if you were born around Thanksgiving, you could say you're a snake charmer if you wanted
to. Really? You know, Mark, we have a caller.
Yeah.
It's Daniel, and he is giving us his date, which is 6655. Hello, Daniel.
6655.
55. Danielle. Hi. Oh, it's Danielle.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
You have
so
a question,
Danielle? What's your question for Mark?
Yes, I do have a question for Mark, and I just wanted to know if there was a positive outlook for the trend ahead for 2011 for me.
And that's June 6, 1965. Do I have that date correct?
5-5.
I'm sorry,
it's
you're 1955.
5-5.
I'm sorry, Linda, would you give me that date again?
It's 6-6-1955.
Oh, okay. I was 10 years off.
Yeah. 5-5.
Hold on. I'm just shuffling through some papers
here.
Sure.
That's Archangel Michael's
astrologers,
number.
We need all our books. You know, one thing that's really interesting coming up here is on June 1st, we're going to have a solar eclipse in the sign Gemini, which is, you know, obviously going to land very near your birthday. And whenever a solar eclipse lands near a person's birth date or for anybody that has Gemini anywhere in their chart, particularly around 12 degrees of Gemini, that's a symbol of new starts, new beginnings. And so the good part for you is, oh, you're going to be activated to say it's time to strike out on a new path. The other thing that's going on that's pretty significant that you'll see later in the spring is we have these soul destiny points called the nodes of the moon. They kind of look like little horseshoes in your astrology chart, and they represent what your soul has come to do and the talents that you brought in to deal with that. And when you were born, they were in Sagittarius and Gemini. And so what's happening is this spring in March, the nodes out in the sky are going to move back into Sagittarius and Gemini. That only happens every 18 and a half years. So everybody could think back 18 and a half years ago and say, okay, what's this new cycle that's coming in for the next year and a half? But for you personally, not only do you have this solar eclipse landing on your core life force to say, what is this new thing that it's time for me to bring to the world, but also these soul destiny points are coming back to home base. Think of like hitting a home run. They, you know, do a full circle. So later on, when you've got some time, think about 18 and a half years ago, measured from this coming spring, as to what new ideas or where were you being called to be more adaptable or to shift, because you're starting a brand new 18 and a half year soul destiny cycle as we get closer to your birthday. So I would call all of that auspicious, but it is going to require certain... deciding to commit yourself to whatever you decide to commit yourself to, and it's going to require also that you let go of some old patterns and say, what are these new things that it's time to bring in and what doesn't fit anymore. So I'd give you the thumbs up overall on that.
Okay, so a lot of new beginnings coming.
They're going to require adaptability and flexibility. But it's basically time. See, your soul destiny was in the sign Sagittarius, and that says it's time to step up and speak your truth whether anybody loves you or not. So if you're running any approval issues, you know, the I want everybody to love me, you're going to kind of need to get over that and say, I must speak my truth whether they like me or not. And I've got to say that there's going to be truth to what I just said there, really, for everybody on the planet, because these soul destiny points are moving into, I must be in my integrity, speak my higher truth, Sagittarius, and that's true for everybody for the next year and a half starting in March. It just goes double true for you because you were born with this setup in Sagittarius.
Wow.
So what do you want out of the next 18 and a half years? That's the question. And what do you need to let go of from the last 18 and a half to get there?
That's a great message for you, Danielle. So new beginnings. And I do just want to say one thing before I let you go because I have another person on the line. Archangel Raphael came out very strongly for you. And you know that Archangel Raphael, I know that he's the healer. you know, he's called the physician of God. So work with Archangel Raphael.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Danielle, for calling in.
Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good luck.
Bye. So our next caller is Pamela.
Yes.
Hi, Pamela. How are you? Yes. What's your question for Mark?
Hi, good. This is a real interesting show. This is great.
Thank you.
My birthday is 3/31/46, and I was going to ask Mark what you see for that birthday.
3/31/46, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, one of the interesting things, you know, in astrology, we don't just look at your sun sign. We look at your moon sign, too. And obviously you were born when the sun was in Aries, but the moon was in Pisces when you were born. So you're going to be kind of the archetype or the bellwether that we're going to watch as far as this incoming energy goes. So the first piece is we're going to call this late February, early March, the planet Jupiter that I was says was expansion and I must go beyond my current belief systems is going to cross over your sun. That's kind of something that only happens every 12 years, and it's considered, you know, I'm joking with you, but it's usually you tell a person, oh, go buy a lottery ticket, okay? In other words, it's whatever it is that you want to put forth, it's time to step up and say yes to that. Now, another piece is the planet Uranus, we said, was moving into Aries this spring, but it's not actually going to get up onto your sun sign until we get really into later 2012, 2013. So I would look at this, which is coming up for you this spring, as a stepping stone to take you to bigger things when we get into later 12 and 2013. And then the other thing is, and we need the computer to know precisely, but your moon was in Pisces for sure. So, in other words, your sun is in Aries, which says, hurry up, I need to go real fast, and your moon is in Pisces, which is a little more floaty, drifty, intuitive kind of energy.
Right.
And so, all of a sudden, now we've got Chiron, this alternative healer, you know, moving into Pisces just in a few days from now. And depending on exactly where your moon is, Chiron's going to start working on your emotions. Now, the good level of that is that can open up your healing abilities or your intuitive abilities. The challenging part of that is if you're carrying any old wounds, you know, who done me wrong stories, those need to come up to the surface to heal them so that it's easier for your intuition or your healing abilities to work. So it's kind of a double-edged sword that's coming in for you. On one level, it says, let's kick this woman in the backsides and get her moving.
Yeah, and it's already started with me, too,
Yep, but don't forget
the... Within the last couple of weeks, it's like I've noticed how everything is speeding up, and all of a sudden I really felt like I wanted to move forward, whereas last year, no, totally not.
Mm.
Yeah, and see, this is only going to get bigger. I mean, this is just the opening act. When we get to later 2012, 2013, that's the big show coming for you. And so while it's great to say, yes, I'm feeling all this energy to says get moving, and I agree with that, and I say, yes, let's do that, don't forget the healing or the forgiveness part because you don't want that tripping you up down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have something that, you know, we need to let go of, I think.
Yes, so,
I just had that with one person, whereas all of a sudden I forgave him and the whole situation, like within 2 weeks, which is unusual for me.
So I let me just mention one thing to you, Pamela. Archangel Michael, it works strongly also with you. He came out right now. While Mark is, you know, talking to you, I'm trying to get the angel cards out, but Michael came out strongly for you, and of course he rules fire signs, right, Mark? I know he rules Aries and Leo.
Generally, in the ray work, you'll see him with the first ray, which is Aries, Leo, and Capricorn, and also Aries, Cancer, and Capricorn.
Okay.
In the seventh ray. So
he is just coming out very strongly. You can really work with him and ask for Archangel Michael's help because, as Mark is saying, you know, this is the time to move. And just help him to be with you, to help you with that power that's always already within you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And
that sounds
the one
good,
piece
yeah.
I'd like to add one piece, and that is this alternative healer Chiron is moving up onto the planet Mercury in your chart. Mercury is how we communicate and how we think. So number one, mm-hmm. this is going to require you to improve your communication skills. And number two, yeah. it's going to require you to adapt your way of thinking rather than getting caught up in a nice little rut.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
And
okay. I think that's starting now.
It's a good thing, but it may not be in your comfort zone.
Oh, no, definitely not. It's so much easier for me to express my feelings through a creative project than it is through my words. So,
I
have to communicate with people.
Okay, Pam, I'm going to have to let you go. I have someone else on the line.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll check out your website. Really interesting
Alrighty.
Stuff. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Linda. Bye.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is Randy, and his date, Mark, is 2/18/1965. Hi, Randy.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing? What's your question for Mark?
Well, I'm just kind of curious what he has to say about somebody that has I'm an Aquarius with the Pisces rising, kind of a half-breed with the Libra moon.
Yeah.
Half-breed's a good word for it, and that's like that big archetype I was telling you that we're leaving the age of Pisces and moving into the Aquarius. The Aquarius is more like the scientist, and the Pisces mm-hmm. is more like the psychic. And then I don't know if your moon is either in Virgo or Libra. It was right on the border of those two, too, where Virgo's more analytical and Libra's more social. But anyways, the big key I want to get over is there's something ending. The planet Neptune, which rules spirituality, or I'm dazed and confused walking through the fog, has been sitting on where your sun was in your chart. And it's not done yet. It's still going to go through fall of this year, but it's starting to show you the new thing because Neptune's going to move into Pisces for everybody on the planet, and that hasn't been around for 165 years. And Pisces rules spirituality. It rules the oceans. It rules intuition, the film and photography business. And so those are all things that are going to change in the world. But for you, it's like, you're on this border of, I'll say, having walked through dazed and confused land to burst through your illusions to get enlightened kind of a deal. And I don't know where you're at in that process, but I will tell you that you've still got a little bit more to go before it's completely done. But hopefully this spring you'll get to start to see some of this new vision coming out as Neptune goes into Pisces. Generally, what happens with this sort of thing, whenever Neptune is activated in a person's chart, or it's Neptune is activating your sun is the better way to say that, whenever Neptune is busy, it helps us to revision things, but sometimes it shuts our brain down to get us out of that mental place so that we can open up to, shall we go beyond the box or beyond the veils of this world to see what wants to come in? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. That means I got to stop playing chess, huh?
Well, I'm a Libra, so I would say something like, well, we need to start balancing that out with something else.
Okay, I'll try.
The way I say it, you know. And the other thing that I would say that is coming up would have to do with how you deal with boundaries or fail to deal with boundaries. And so I would just suggest that, and particularly if you've got anything that will say smacks of authority figure issues, I'd say you're going to either need to do some healing on that or practice healthier boundaries. And see, it's kind of hard to say with the Aquarius Pisces because the Aquarius can detach and not be a part of anything. And the Pisces kind of is like this sponge that it all gets balled up together. And they have trouble separating it. And so, you know, some people with the combination like you've got can bounce back and forth between these two places. You know, one day they dissolve into other people and other situations, and the other day they're kind of like cool and detached and go back and forth.
I think that's part of also his sign. And, Randy, can I tell you, Archangel Michael is also coming out very strongly. And what I heard was don't compromise. So I don't know if that it feels like something about boundaries that Mark is talking about. You know, don't compromise and stand up for your beliefs and speak your truth. Because in the Aquarius, you detach. But like Mark was saying, as a Pisces, you might not be doing that right now.
Yeah, I'm really trying not to.
Okay, so just look into that and know that, you know, Michael is working with you as well.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thank you, Randy, for calling in.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
You too. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Wow, so that was very interesting. Very interesting, Mark. So there's so much, like you're saying, there's so much more than just, you know, your astrology sign, your sun sign. There's so much more to offer.
Right, and when we're talking about all these shifts that are coming up in Pisces and Aries this year, that mm-hmm. doesn't mean that the people who aren't a Pisces or an Aries should shut down and not listen, because we're all made up of all 12 signs. And whenever you look at a chart, you know, there's a place for each of the signs. And if you know where the Pisces and Aries part of your chart, you know the Pisces is where you're going to be revisioning your life, and Aries mm-hmm. is where you're going to have to get yourself motivated and pioneer some new ways to do things. And that's valid for everybody who's listening here.
Absolutely, absolutely. So going back to what our previous conversation that we were talking, that our sun signs have not changed, but in a way, you know, we always have some other effects from other signs, but we still are the same sun sign, right?
We're still the same sun sign, yes.
Okay.
And if somebody really wanted to look at what the astronomer was talking about, I would suggest they go to a Vedic astrologer, you know, which is the Hindu form of astrology, mm-hmm. and get the perspective from the Hindu side.
You know, okay.
The truth comes in many different directions, and you have to pick the path that is best for you, that resonates most with you. And
yeah, that's
just
true.
As you've been doing the angel work forever. Mm-hmm. Some astrologers go in a more Western method, and others go in a more Eastern method.
A more Eastern method, exactly. Well, it's always good to find out, you know, more, and just whatever resonates is good for you. You know, we all are trying to find that spiritual path, and this is the time. So, Mark, I really want to thank you for being here. Why don't you give out your information again, if people want to contact you for consultations. You know, having a consultation with Mark is really fabulous, so I really recommend it.
Sure, and the easiest way is just to go to www.astromark.us, astromark.us. Mm-hmm. And if they go to the monthly astrology report page and look in the left column, they'll see my quarterly newsletter. They'll see a bunch of free PDFs. On the front page of the website, they can sign up for the email newsletter if they just want something short and quick twice a month. And they'll also see a picture of the Acropolis if they're interested in Greece. They can just click on there. But there's a whole bunch of tabs, and mm-hmm. just go play and have fun. I've got a lot of free information. I get people tell me all the time, it says, gee, you mm-hmm. put an awful lot on your website. And
You do.
Why not? You know.
And it's wonderful to have that free information, because it's very helpful, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here again. I just want to give just the, you know, reminder to our listeners. If you also are interested in angel readings, you can always go to my website, which is angelsarenearus.com. I also have information there on the archangels and other informations. You can look at my blog. Also, Mark, web link is there, so I have your link there on my website. So you can also find Mark Dorich on my website. Again, you know, we are in the midst of these accelerated energies, so please don't forget to call on the angels, you know, ask for strength, being in quietness. We connect with that higher power of the universe, and in that quietness, it brings us serenity and happiness and peace. Know that the light of the angelic beings are always surrounding us. And know that Archangel Michael and the angels can always manage our affairs. So, again, thank you all for listening to Angels Are Near Us. Thank you, Mark, for being with us tonight. And
thank
angel blessings to all. Until next time, good night.